He makes some wonderful music. So without further ado, let's welcome Rod McDonald.
Thank you, Jan.
Actually, Rob, my friend Rob, has been helping me sell CDs, and we have a motto. At Honest Rob's, we stick it to the other guy and pass the savings on to you. She was sitting in a restaurant one Sunday afternoon, watching her oldest sister work the tables in the room. Ordered up the special, 7 courses and dessert. Sat there at the counter in her blouse and her skirt. He was sitting at a table on the edge of the crowd, with a group of people who were partying loud. She looked over disapprovingly, alone he caught her eye. When he winked at her, she looked away and just let it go by. Ain't it funny how your life can change? In a moment's glance, it's all rearranged. You find yourself singing a different tune on any old Sunday afternoon. She polished off her soup and salad and her entree too. Went off to the ladies' room to tighten up her do. When she got back, her dessert had been mysteriously moved to the chair at that table in the corner of the room. At first she was offended, thought someone had done her dirt. But the more she thought about it, the more she wanted that dessert. A pile of whipped cream on top of green Jell-O cubes. She went over and sat down at that table across the room. Ain't it funny how your life can change? In a moment's glance, it's all rearranged. You find yourself humming a different tune on any old Sunday, on any old Sunday afternoon. Hello, said my father, you look very nice today. Thank you, said my mother, and shyly looked away. He sat there quietly until she was through, eating every one of those green Jell-O cubes. Ain't it funny how your life can change? In a moment's glance, it's all rearranged. Find yourself living a different tune on any old Sunday, on any old Sunday, on any old Sunday afternoon, on any old Sunday afternoon. Thank you. That's the story of how my mom and dad met. My dad passed away 10 days ago, so I thought I would see if I could get through that song. Well, I did. It's actually harder to get through the outro than the song itself, I guess. Well, I had some requests at my morning set, so true to form, I thought I'd play them at the afternoon set. In the long history of Florida, let's go back 12,000 years. when the land was roamed by mastodons, mammoths and short-faced bears. The sea was 100 feet lower there, the coast 70 miles further out. Survival depended on finding fresh water for the first few people coming south. And the Ocala River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding, hiding from human hands. The horses and the camels and the bisons moved on. The saber-toothed cats all died, along with the glyptodonts and the giant toad sloth, when the first few people arrived. For the only fresh water was in limestone holes and ravines down in the ground. And the human beings with their sharp-tipped spears were always hanging around. And the Ocala River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding, hiding from human hands. The land grew warmer, the water rose, the ice age came to an end. Rivers flowed over the limestone holes, warm was the winter rain. Everything that survived adapted. The river of grass was born. Mosquitoes and gators found it to be an excellent hunting ground. 12,000 years later, and what have we learned? The saber-toothed cat's all gone. Blue herons, chameleons, plastic flamingos are drinking at the country club pond. Development harvests the river of grass to build more suburban homes. Whole species of life are dying of thirst as we water our beautiful lawns. And the Ocala River flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it's hiding, hiding from human own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it's hiding, hiding from human hands. And I live in Delray Beach. We like to refer to it as the home of international terrorism and bad voters. Thanks, Coach. My neighbors in Delray ate out on Federal Highway. There's a waitress at Denny's who remembers. Had loud conversations, hit on all the waitresses, and they weren't very good tippers. And my neighbors in Delray drove to Miami one day and worked out on a flight simulator. And my neighbors in Delray stole a plane bound for LA and flew it into the World Trade Center. My neighbors in Delray worked out at the gym every day, rented a condo, studied to be pilots. They had rental cars and cell phones, used the library computers in town, struck out with the girls in local night spots. But my neighbors in Delray hated the American way, lived only to die for some heaven, where virgins train to serve and Allah is observed, gratefully awaiting to reward them. Love thy neighbor, the Bible says. God is great, the prophets pray. Wouldn't I love to know what God will say to my neighbors in Delray? My neighbors in Delray came from countries far away and lived here freely among us. They studied all the ways of the good old USA, thinking up ways to destroy us. But my neighbors in Delray got down on their knees to pray for the strength to leave life behind them. So my neighbors in Delray wouldn't be around to pay the price for all their victims. Love thy neighbor, the Bible says. God is great, the prophets pray. And wouldn't you love to know what God will say to my neighbors in Delray? My neighbors in Delray, well, I really couldn't say I would even recognize them. Walking through the mall or anywhere at all, I know all my neighbors despise them. And somewhere far away, they don't care what the neighbors say, and they would only criticize me. But if my neighbors in Delray are in paradise today, it would very much surprise me. Love thy neighbor, the Bible says. God is great, the prophets pray. And don't you really know what God will say to my neighbors in Delray? This is Carrie Hamby. She's going to play accordion for a couple of tunes here. Carrie and I met last year at a campfire here at the festival. It was a terrific campfire. And as usual, I had no sleep. Kind of like today. So I played through the campfire with everybody and thought, what an amazing collection of music we just played. And didn't know anyone's name. Fortunately for me, she came up to me at Wings and Strings and said, hey, remember me? And so Carrie has since been down to West Palm and played a couple weekends with me over New Year's Eve and learned a few songs, and we're going to give her a final exam right now. You ready, girl?
Never heard before. Yeah,
sure. This is an old one from White Buffalo. I should say about my CDs, the deal we were talking about is that about 1998 or so, we did a concert down at West Palm called the Songwriter Solstice with bunch of people, you know, Amy Carroll Webb, Marie Nofsinger, Grant Livingston, Ron and Barry, myself, a bunch of people I've probably forgotten that I'm not mentioning. Who? Valerie Caracap. No, Val wasn't there for that particular thing. Marie Nofsinger, yeah, Ron and Barry. And anyway, I got a handful of copies with me, and I'm going to give them away to anybody who buys one of my CDs today, so... If you talk to Honest Rob, we'll fix you right up. So fine, their smiles touch their ears, their dresses the ground, they got all their men in a line. And I thought for a second how fine it would be to get dancing and feeling so free. Take a few turns and I'd get me a girl, bring one of them smiles home with me. But it just looked too easy, just too easy to be right. And I'm out on the road, walking alone, one step ahead of the frost. And your baby ain't no baby anymore, he's doing the cross country walk. And I had a lover, she walked through my dreams, till one day she drifted away. And I got me a letter when some months had gone by, saying, come back, I'll do what you say. But in our city I found a new wheel spinning round, like a carnival half of the time. Though I'm walking alone now and counting my dimes, I think I'll just let her go by. 'Cause it just looks too easy, just too easy to be right. And I'm out on the road, walking alone, one step ahead of the frost. your baby ain't no baby anymore. He's doing the cross country waltz. I got me a letter yesterday from home, saying how long you think you'll be gone. As I looked at the sun, it was warm in my hands. That letter slipped down on the ground. 'Cause there's riverboats and drifters and a silvery moon, and the people, they all ask your name. And if you never left home, you'd never have to go back. But once you go back, you can't stay. 'Cause it just looks too easy, just too easy to be right. And I'm out on the road, walking alone, one step ahead of the frost. And your baby ain't no baby anymore. He's doing the cross country waltz. Oh, your baby ain't no baby anymore. He's doing the cross country waltz.
Had a request for this song this morning, and I confess I haven't sung this one a lot lately for reasons that will probably be obvious when you hear it, but we're going to do it now. Ooh. It's a good thing that's not an auto harp, huh? Disregarded, there's a singular phrase the politicals say for the good of the country. Pretend nothing's happened, just close your eyes and make it all go away. Hear them say, for the good of America, forget it, 'cause it's time to move on. But the truth is, you know it when you hear it. Their lips are moving, but they're doing you wrong. President, popularly elected in the prime of his life, gunned down in his car, they blamed it all on some guy who couldn't even shoot. Swore in a new president and went off to war. And they said, for the good of America, forget it, 'cause it's time to move on. But the truth is, you know it when you hear it. Their lips are moving, but they're doing you wrong. There was a ship anchored in a Vietnam harbor on one summer evening. It was blown all to hell. We invaded, lost 40,000 soldiers. Years later, we found out we blew it up ourselves. And we said, for the good. Time to move on, but the truth is, you know it when by the military takeover of General Pinochet, who murdered thousands of his own countrymen under the watchful eye of the CIA. And we said, for the good of America, forget it, 'cause it's time to move on. But the truth is, you know it when you hear it. Their lips are moving, but sing it with us, that's all right too, next time it comes up. Then in Iran, they took American hostages and held them prisoner till our election was done. They released them when our new president was sworn in, who sent him $8 billion worth of weapons in return. It was said, for the good of America, forget it, 'cause it's time to move on. Moving, but they're doing you wrong.
You know, I was thinking during this winter when they said they might not have this folk festival, that probably one of the real good reasons was that the people who would make that decision didn't want to hear this kind of song. Conspiracy referred to as they, and I wondered who exactly they are, but now I know the answer when I hear them say, for the good of America, forget it, 'cause it's time to move on. But the truth is, you know it when you hear it, their lips are moving, but they're dead. Sometime in your future, some pretender will want to be your leader one day. First to tell you how all your votes just disappeared, then step up to the microphone and give himself away when he says, for the good of America, for